Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
"Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. George, do you have any idea to improve our brand image?
Oh, I've just talked about the brand image with Susan.
Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about?
Number 2. Hello, customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like some information on your telephone banking service.
Question. What is the woman asking about? Number 3. Excuse me, how can I get to the manager's office?
Take the lift to the 5th floor. It's the 3rd office on the left.
Question. Where is the manager's office? Number 4. Would you help me to move into my new house this Saturday?
I'm really sorry. I have an appointment with my doctor.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 5. Could you go to the airport to meet Mr. Smith, the new engineer?
Certainly. What's the flight number?
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
There are many jobs offered in this career fair.
Yes. What job do you prefer?
Working in a news agency. I'd love to be a sports reporter.
Are you joking? A sports reporter? It seems so tiring.
And what would you like to do?
I want to work as a fashion designer.
Why?
It's more creative than a sports reporter.
Yes, but sports reporting is more exciting.
I hope we both can find an ideal job at this fair.
Question number 6. What job does the man prefer to do?
Question number 7. What does the woman think of sports reporting?
Question number 8. What does the woman prefer to be?
Now listen again.
There are many jobs offered in this career fair.
Yes. What job do you prefer?
Working in a news agency. I'd love to be a sports reporter.
Are you joking? A sports reporter? It seems so tiring.
And what would you like to do?
I want to work as a fashion designer.
Why?
It's more creative than a sports reporter.
Yes, but sports reporting is more exciting.
I hope we both can find an ideal job at this fair.
Question number 6. What job does the man prefer to do?
Question number 7. What does the woman think of sports reporting?
Question number 8. What does the woman prefer to be? Conversation 2.
Hello, customer service. Can I help you?
Yes, there seems to be something wrong with my electricity bill.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me your account number?
Certainly. It's 66767.
66767. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
What's the problem?
I think I've been charged too much last month.
Why do you think so?
We have been away on vacation for 2 weeks, but the bill is double that of the previous month.
Let me have a check, and I'll see what I can do. Question number 9. What does the man complain about?
Question number 10. Why does the man think he has been charged too much?
Now listen again. Hello, customer service. Can I help you?
Yes, there seems to be something wrong with my electricity bill.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me your account number?
Certainly. It's 66767.
66767. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
What's the problem?
I think I've been charged too much last month.
Why do you think so?
We have been away on vacation for 2 weeks, but the bill is double that of the previous month.
Let me have a check, and I'll see what I can do. Question number 9. What does the man complain about?
Question number 10. Why does the man think he has been charged too much?
Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now, the passage will begin. The first reading.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for Flight 89B to Moscow. We are now inviting those passengers with small children and any passengers requiring special assistance to begin boarding at this time. Please have your boarding pass and identification ready. Regular boarding will begin in approximately 10 minutes' time. Thank you. This is the final boarding call for passengers Eric and Fred Collins, booked on Flight 89B to Moscow. Please proceed to Gate 3 immediately. The final checks are being completed, and the captain will order for the doors of the aircraft to close in approximately 5 minutes' time. I repeat, this is the final boarding call for Eric and Fred Collins. Thank you.
The second reading.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for Flight 89B to Moscow. We are now inviting those passengers with small children and any passengers requiring special assistance to begin boarding at this time. Please have your boarding pass and identification ready. Regular boarding will begin in approximately 10 minutes' time. Thank you. This is the final boarding call for passengers Eric and Fred Collins, booked on Flight 89B to Moscow. Please proceed to Gate 3 immediately. The final checks are being completed, and the captain will order for the doors of the aircraft to close in approximately 5 minutes' time. I repeat, this is the final boarding call for Eric and Fred Collins. Thank you.
Section D, Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Today we are here to hold a party to say goodbye to Mr. Smith. We all know that he's going to leave us soon, and he will become the manager of New York's branch of the company. I'm very happy that he has been promoted. Mr. Smith has been working with us for the past 5 years. His working ability and kindness have left us a good impression. I think his absence from our office will be a great loss for us. However, it is lucky for the staff in New York's office to have Mr. Smith as their manager. We will be sure to miss you very much, Mr. Smith. We wish you the very best luck in your future work, and we also hope to keep in touch with you regularly.
Question number 16. What is the purpose of the party?
Question number 17. What new position is Mr. Smith going to take?
Question number 18. How long has Mr. Smith been working in the present office?
Question number 19. What has impressed the speaker and his colleagues most?
Question number 20. What does the speaker say at the end of the speech? Now listen again.
Today we are here to hold a party to say goodbye to Mr. Smith. We all know that he's going to leave us soon, and he will become the manager of New York's branch of the company. I'm very happy that he has been promoted. Mr. Smith has been working with us for the past 5 years. His working ability and kindness have left us a good impression. I think his absence from our office will be a great loss for us. However, it is lucky for the staff in New York's office to have Mr. Smith as their manager. We will be sure to miss you very much, Mr. Smith. We wish you the very best luck in your future work, and we also hope to keep in touch with you regularly.
Question number 16. What is the purpose of the party?
Question number 17. What new position is Mr. Smith going to take?
Question number 18. How long has Mr. Smith been working in the present office?
Question number 19. What has impressed the speaker and his colleagues most?
Question number 20. What does the speaker say at the end of the speech? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。